Ventnor City Commission meeting, July 11th, 2019. Call to order, this is the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
His question's on.
Lisa, roll call, please. Commissioner Crevel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here.
We don't have, the pickleball advisory committee is not coming tonight, so maybe we'll put you in there, Commissioner Crevel, to go over our new website. I like to just give you some major kudos because you worked endlessly to get this. You were a dog with a bone. But the.
Just ask our department head.
Yes, exactly. The end result, it made us all look good.
Good.
Thank you.
My pleasure, thank you. So you're going to go through it?
Okay.
Okay.
You want me to compliment me again?
Sure. So we, in broad strokes, the website was, the primary goal was really to be an outlet for people to communicate with the city. And something that we built was really missing. One of the major goals was to make it more attractive. And so we did some research into some other cities. We started out by, I went to design study, find out what's out there. And we researched some of the award-winning websites. We didn't have award-winning money, but we had, a lot of the best websites were photo-centric. And so, meaning that most of the images made up by photographs. We used our local, most of the content is overlaid over photos. So we had people from this, we broadcast it out to the city. We asked people to send us their images. We hired a local studio, Little Rock Studio, to take some other images. So we're going to be updating this as things happen throughout the city to make it a background that we want. Also, we want to be more user-friendly. So the top right-hand corner is how can we help? So we felt like it can be very confusing to people where to go. So if you type in, you know, a question into this, it'll take you to, you know.
I think on the planning board, because we've been having a lot of people asking about that.
Okay, so.
Doesn't work, I'm in a lot of trouble.
So we've been testing it. We sent it out to people to test. So the search results, that's one thing you can do. So it'll take you to, the planning board has its own page. And within the page, it has a frequently a meeting schedule. It has, it has, one of the things that was really difficult to get the department heads to really to get accomplished was everything is now on Photopedia. So you can get your planning application of every single document.
Yeah, I wonder where that came from.
We held everybody to do that, so you can download these things, anything that you need to do, you need to apply for it, so you can download it. And a lot of agendas and minutes are on there for the planning board. So you can really start to drill down on every, and that's every department. So so if you hit this logo, which I have done, I simplified it, I've made it a little cleaner for the web, so it's a little bit different than you might see in some of the other documents, but we're discussing maybe getting those trademarks so that the city can use them. But so the top bar, if you didn't use the search bar, the top bar has links to all the departments. We tried to simplify it, government, departments, any department in the city, services, tax maps, flood information. These are things that some things are new that we added. And then something else that was new is a link for residents and a link for visitors. So residents can go to, can get these meetings that we're at, go right to meetings and agenda. They can see when meetings are, they select, it doesn't really populate yet, but it has a calendar of all our meetings, and things that are, there's some overlap, there's some things for residents here, like that you might see also in visitors. But primarily, we tried to break that up so it's a little bit more organized. One thing that's kind of nice is now we have a business map of all the businesses in Ventnor. Should come up. List of all our businesses here, and then a little lucky there, but there's a map that's supposed to come up in that section. Our city events, here it comes. Yeah, so you can see, you can sort of drill down that, for, especially for people that are new to the Ventnor, you can see sort of search businesses you might need. But again, we're trying to make things simplified. So there's a couple places where you can get to things quickly. You see the I want to apply will lead you to certain frequently used links. So that's the top links. And the homepage is also designed to work better on the web. So if you're typically scrolling up on your phone, that was another thing that our city didn't really have. So this arrow doesn't really operate, but it scrolls you down to another how can you help button for frequently asked reported concern. We take you right to C-Click Fix. The news spotlight is a scrolling window, and then again to the department directory. So that's what mostly we're going to get analytics from this website also, so we'll see where people are actually going. Our upcoming events is constantly being scrolled, and this is our message from Mayor and Commissioner, where you can go through and see a comment from the mayor, from myself, and from Mr. Landry. And this is another thing I think we're really missing from our site, is that kind of little bit of a personal connection that things that are
important. Jack Long, you and Commissioner Landry talk?
Nope, doesn't need to.
They can also, they won't confuse us anymore, right?
Right,
you're that guy.
Well, if I was a guy, I'd probably be one of the guys, too.
This is something I really fought for is a widget here for financial transparency. We have all of the departments, you can actually look at these and then it drills down. You can see the largest 44.5% is salaries, and we have them break, I want things that are, at least a few million dollars, so people can really sort of absorb where their money's going. You got other, and each, so this is 2019, and it's fairly easy for us to plug in every year, and people can get a real visual about what's happening with the appropriations. We had local weather. That was specifically, we drilled down to find one that has tides. So it's, so you can look on that, and it's 5 hours to low tide. The clock goes around and clock in regular function, and that tells you, so as it gets up here, there's 2 hours to high tide. Those are things that people, wind is another thing that people really, these are beach days. You need to know where the wind's coming from, so those are important. Report a problem takes you to C-Click Fix. Pay bills takes you to a number of different tax bills and things like that you can get to. Explore Ventnor is the video is the video link that we had done that kind of gives everybody a little introduction to Ventnor.
Put that down, make that
bigger. Bottom right. Yeah, Maria and I worked off. You'll see. And there's not a lot there. A lot. You're short. Sure. Nice, right?
Very good.
And so there's other, there's business districts, dining, lifestyle, real estate, community organizations, there are a couple of groups there that are really nice for people that get up, who aren't from the area. We have Twitter feed and Facebook feed that comes up automatically whenever we post something. And then we have our, these are all city landmarks, so all the recreation departments here, you can click on them, you can see the Seashore Playground, it takes you right to their page, and give you more information about the Seashore Playground, right on that map. So it's really designed to help people find all of the bathrooms, for instance, you know, and all the things that, specifically that are more city, city areas. That's a real broad stroke, but I will say that you can spend some time, you can drill down, every department has a page, like for instance, the Beach Patrol has its own page with scrolling photographs and all the information that you really need. Really spend a lot of time digging into all the most frequently asked questions, and it's pretty comprehensive. The company that we have is going to give us support for a complete redesign in a couple of years as part of our package, but we can update this as we go. So it's really, really close. I call it 95%. I think there's still some things we can iron out, but we have a good dialogue with them.
Great. I was playing with the other day. Information is as easy to find.
Yeah.
I had to show Carmela where to get to the planning stuff, but that's why I wanted to hit on that, make sure that's up there. It is.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while for people who are used to the old site to get used to this site.
Right.
But eventually we will have live streaming and podcasts of our meetings here. On there?
Yep, well we have, I just couldn't.
We're up to February now.
We have a YouTube site right there, and the first menu people are really going to click on is the government menu, and it'll take you to the YouTube site where the videos that are being done right now are uploaded onto, and you can see them, like you said. So you have, there's our YouTube channel, and you can, and people that can't make it to the meeting, you can watch all the meetings on live.
We probably have to go under contract with Amanda and her guys, because they're doing that for free now. And from what I understand, it takes about 4 hours to edit these things. And John has better things to do, I guess. So we're going to probably have to actually pay someone to video them. They're doing it now. We kind of get their brand out.
Yeah.
So I think we have to do that. So we have these done and ready. So people can.
Fast, yeah. Close
the rope.
Exactly. Can they do that real fast?
They can. They can.
I don't know how complicated that is.
It can be done. It can be done. You can do anything with money.
Right. Very good. Thanks.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, it's great. You're welcome.
We don't have our department heads tonight.
No, but we all did get reports from each one.
Yes, we did.
So we should all be up to date on
yes.
Those and read them in our ledger.
Capital, we're not discussing anything tonight on capital, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Got everything in Ed's report on that.
Yep.
Okay. We have no minutes to approve. We will have an ordinance introduction, and that is ordinance 2019-016. That's amending in its entirety chapter 132, garbage, rubbish, and refuse. What that is there was some old language in there about recycling and things like that. That was corrected and updated.
Ash in there. Address ash.
Wait, coal?
Yeah, ash.
Coal, ash. So the language was corrected for today's time, as well as the our new part, our trash recycle part, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're added in the ordinance with all the information, how they're to be used, their city property, trash to be put out in them and recycling, no bags to be left out.
And just to be clear, bags were never permitted to be put out.
I know.
That was always in there. So people need to understand that. You cannot put bags, especially white bags,
right.
Out. Because we had an issue today where someone put bags out and the seagulls get in them and it just throws the trash all over the place. So you're going to get ticketed.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get ticketed. You will be fine if you put bags out.
Mm-hmm. We're going to work with everybody for a little bit of time on the cans.
Did they have our parts?
They did, but they had trash bags beside them.
Was the cart full?
Couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell.
I can't imagine that cart being full.
And it was only the trash part, it was not the recycling part. That's all I saw. It was on the other.
Yeah.
Harvard Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Harvard Street.
Yep, 700 bucks. Mm.
So at some point soon, the APUA is going to not pick up waste in bags.
I think that should be now. That's not a new law.
That's been
in our ordinance since I've lived here 20 plus years.
And the ordinance is always read that it should be in cans with lids on it. That's always been, that's nothing new. People are, but the problem with lid is the cart, if the lid just blow away and get lost or whatever, so having the attached lid, you don't have that problem.
Correct.
So us giving the cart, we were trying to resolve any.
And the attached lid allows them to roll it out to the truck and hook it to the arm.
Yep.
Any discussion on that?
So what you're saying is please use your cart. So the property of the city,
property
not to be given away, traded, sold, used for taking the gal away.
Family gallery. They can practice. They are practice.
Yeah.
Family gallery.
If you don't have them, you better find them. And art and the property owners are responsible for them, but they are the property of the city and to be used.
We do have a list started for people that are requesting smaller ones.
Mm-hmm. The smaller part, the 64 gallon, should be in the first week in August.
Right.
And
we have a list.
We have a
long list. For all the complaints we got.
Nope, not a big list at all.
Eight at the ACUA.
Yeah, and Ed has a list, but it's probably, I don't know.
Less than 100.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Less than 20.
Less than 20.
Less than 20.
This is exactly what the best management practices literature said is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going to freak out when it first comes. And then all of a sudden, after it happened in Brigantine,
mm-hmm.
1-2 months, exactly. This is not so bad. Mm-hmm. Not easy to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
We have more room.
Mm-hmm.
We can put more in here.
Mm-hmm.
I have the same example. I don't believe it, but there was the guy said, oh, they gave me 4. And really, I said, well, think too bad because it's a big bill, you know. And he said, well, you know what? I'm using all 4. So, all right, good.
Less than 50.
Probably, yeah. We haven't gotten a lot of them. I mean, I don't think Ed's gotten a lot directly.
Right.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good.
Sounds good. Okay. The next is we will have a public hearing and the adoption of ordinance 2019-015, and that's amendment chapter 214, vehicles and traffic, and that is
Fredericksburg
Avenue. No parking on the east side of Fredericksburg, am I right?
Yes.
Yes?
Okay.
So that's just added one street.
Yes.
Okay. Then we have a list of resolutions that we will vote on by consent. I'll briefly talk about them. I'll go to the next one unless you guys want to say anything.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
So the first one is 2019-219, and that is setting up a date for the abandoned vehicle auction. And I think that's only really have one. Am I right, Maria?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. The next is 2019-220, and that is authorizing a refund for tax overpayment. Next is 2019-221, that's a tax abatement for Block 105, Lot 7, 5402 Winchester Avenue. Next one is 2019-222, and that is authorizing our purchasing agent to publicly bid general repairs and construction of utilities on an as-needed emergency basis. Bid number 2019-03. Next is 2019-223, and that is a resolution authorizing the mayor to sign a release agreement with CH and PIG. Tim, that's a settlement?
Yes. That is a lawsuit that we inherited when we came on board, and this resolves it.
Okay.
Do we
Next is resolution 2019-224, and that is authorizing closing out escrow account. Next is 2019-225. That's a resolution authorizing the city to close the boat ramp and authorizing no parking at Sea Beach from Thursday, September 5th to Monday, September 9th, 2019 for the Down Beach Seafood Festival. That's your birthday, right, Tim?
7th.
It's a long, big party.
It's very.
The next is 2019-226, and that's a resolution amending resolution 2019-190, and that is authorizing our seasonal part-time employment. That is a list of employees for the rec department that are part of our surf camp, the tennis court, things like that.
Yep.
Next is 2019-227, and that is amending resolution 2019-191, and that's the wording is the same, authorizing part-time, but what that is one individual that got an increase to $14 an hour.
Right.
Okay. And we will have approval of our bills and payroll. And the next, we don't have any discussion items tonight, do we? No?
No?
I want to just make one comment about the CERCAN. We sold out.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Yeah. I keep wanting to ask. I haven't heard of that.
This is something that we sort of took over from private individuals. A little bit of hectic at first because you're asking the department to do something they have no experience with, but I think this is our second year. It's sold out before in a matter of weeks, and it's completely revenue neutral. It's not, we make a few dollars on it, but it has, I think it's fair. Yeah.
We sold out,
and we added it.
Yeah. Wow. Some of the children coming back from last year, or it's a whole new group?
A little mixed mode.
Yeah. I know Brian's kids are in it. Enjoy it.
That's something that we, you know, it's part of our fabric of our area, which we utilize. So I think it's been a good experience.
Following up on the recreation a little bit, then we had the fun run, the mile run, July 4th, rained.
Yeah.
Beth and I were there. We got there at the end, so it was a little cooler for people and it helped some people back.
It was a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, it was decent. A good number of people. And age groups, you give out medals for different age groups. I think the oldest gentleman was
70-something.
Oh, he was in the 80s.
Yes. God bless him.
Yep.
One of his age group?
Yes.
Good.
I think he was the only guy.
God bless him.
Yeah, little kids all the way up to seniors, you know, it's great.
It's fun to actually.
There's families that come back.
Yeah.
The one family, I think, was the Mazur family.
Yes.
All the kids got a medal, and the mother got a medal, too. So they were thrilled.
It is nice. They usually have water bottles. We didn't do water bottles this year. We had the water tower there.
Yeah.
And they pop dolls, and then we give out the medals, and it was nice. Yeah, it stormed up until 6:50. I said the sun's going to come out at 10:07, and that's exactly what happened. But the people were.
You do better weather forecasting than some of
the
weather.
Do I?
Okay.
But people, rain or shine, the only time we would call it off is if there was rain. Well, even if it was raining, it was going to happen.
When you had Channel 6 down here, before that, earlier today, we were supposed to do the kickoff of the bike lane, but it got rained out.
It got totally rained out.
I think it's passed at this point.
Yeah,
it's open. It's really not.
Yeah. We just figured we'd use that there.
Might have to get the scissors back from the house.
We should get it. We're going to get the pair so we can have our own pair.
Staples has them.
Get a magic pair so I can cut the ribbons.
You've got a pretty good one.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, by now, 3 years later. All right, anything else?
Okay, anything else? Okay.
Well, I'll just add, but just to mention that, I know sometimes you see things, people say they don't see beach checkers. Beach checkers are out there. They're bringing in revenue to our out season. Yeah. I did check with our other owl who oversees it. And a great group of kids. And you know, I think it's a great job, and a lot of the teenagers that work on the beach, it's their first job ever in their life. So I think it's great that they, and especially the ones that live here in Ventnor, where they come down and they have a summer home and they work on the beach, and it's not easy. I mean, people say it's easy. It's not easy being on the beach all day in the sun, but they like it, and I think it's a great opportunity that we, the city, give from local, meaning whether they live here full-time or part-time, children an opportunity for their first job. They can all remember our first job. Yeah. Right? So, all right, so now we'll open up to the public, and this portion on the public is for anything that we discussed so far that we're going to be voting on as soon as we get out of the workshop session. Do I have a motion to go into the public portion?
Motion to open public.
Second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's open to the public. Anyone like to get up and speak? This is one of the things that we talked about.
Agenda items.
There'll be another public portion for anything.
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We do not have any minutes to approve. So the first item will be the introduction of the ordinance 2019-016. Do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2019-016.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next item is a public hearing on ordinance 2019-015. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2019-015.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone like to speak from the public on this ordinance? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public hearing?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is the adoption of ordinance 2019-015. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-015.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is the public comment section. Anyone can speak on any of the resolutions that we will be voting on by consent. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak on any of the motions we will be voting on by consent? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is resolution. Approving resolutions by consent 2019-219 through 2019-227. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2019-219 to 227 by consent.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. This is our last public comment section. Would anyone from the public like to speak on any matter?
We got to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where's that? I thought it was. I'm sorry, Al. Oh, I'm so sorry. Al, can you please read the bills and payrolls?
I thought right from that. The bill list is $723,010.27, and the payroll was $592,979.88.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payrolls stated by the CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. I'm sorry, Al. Announcement, safety report, we don't have, am I correct?
Correct.
So, now I'll go to what I said earlier. This will be the last public comment section that you can get up. You state your name and address, and you can speak on any matter. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open public comment.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, anyone from the public like to get up and speak on anything? I see none. Do I have a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I make one just comment about
the
public.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm teasing you.
he said safety report. I'm lowering the commission report. So
that's okay.
Skip that. I just wanted to kudos out to the fire department for the stop at on the 6500 block in Ventnor. It was a mutual aid from Brigantine, Pleasantville, Atlantic City, Margate, Longport, Atlantic County. I think the count was somewhere around 60 firefighters on that job. It was contained between five. It was originally reported by patrol.
Happened to see the smoke?
5:12 a.m. And it was reported to Payne at 6:14. I happen to know some of the law enforcement volunteers and all the fire, and a lot of the police officers made their way to me to just say how great the fire department was and that stop and how efficient they were. So I just want to give them that kudos. It was a very difficult fire. It was a difficult, you know, to happen on such a busy weekend. Total loss of the building, some damage to the roof and the exterior of the buildings nearby on both sides.
I have to say, from across the board, all the department chiefs did a nice job.
Yeah, and I visited a few times, and again, Jimmy really took control of all the things that had to happen to tear that building down. That's such a quick, he saw, I don't know where he was, he knew he was coming down as soon as he saw something.
Yep, he was here pretty quick.
Very quick. I don't think anybody had to call him, but he knew to come. And, but he was coordinating the original owners, the cable companies, the gas companies. He was the kind of point of contact in that whole sort of demolition.
And worked well with the handoffs. Worked really well with the handoffs.
He did.
Yeah, very good. Fire department too. So it started out as a fire issue, PD to secure the site, and Jimmy to get his guys in there to look at it, deem it, and condemn the building as a hazard. Mm-hmm. You know, people were concerned, you know, why did you take it down so fast? Well, because it was a hazard, it could have collapsed.
Right.
The back of the building was much worse than the front.
Right.
And there's people living, immediately 4 feet away from it.
Yeah, the roof was entirely gone, and a structure like that, that's what holds it together. The bricks were really not supported in any way, anything. I was really impressed with Jimmy and how he because of his local knowledge and all the people that he knows, he got a lot of action quickly and got it down.
It's a tragedy for the people who live there and work there and own the building, and the neighbors and the businesses took a hit, no doubt. But everybody did what they had to do, and we got cleaned up as soon as we could.
Yeah.
It was a very tight site to get in there. Record demolition came in quickly to start that afternoon.
Was it Sunday?
He was there.
And I haven't heard anything. I mean, they had to work around an entire trunk of phone lines.
Mm-hmm.
They had to work around cable lines, things like that. Nobody else really.
The three buildings on the Margate side had been shut down for a while. And they were put back online. They couldn't turn on the building next door because it had significant water on the wall. We didn't look at the sockets and they were wet, so they had to wait till that. I cleaned up first and then we fired up and went back up. I think those people are back in, I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did. Great job.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else? No. We do not have an executive session, am I correct?
Correct.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
6:14.